Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers, listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizani Sunnat with full concentration, because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible that this may result in the removal of its blessings. The intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our beloved master, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said in a summary of hadith, that person who recites salawat, durood and salutations upon me 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razwi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, has given us many Madani pearls of advice regarding Taraweeh. Let us listen attentively. Perhaps we may learn something and try to implement these things in order to gain pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to earn thawab inshaAllah ta'ala. Offering Taraweeh Salah is Sunnatul Mu'akkada, meaning an emphatic Sunnah, emphasized Sunnah for every sane and adult Islamic brother and sister. Missing Taraweeh is not permissible. Taraweeh consists of 20 rak'at. During the reign of Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Muslims would offer 20 rak'at of Taraweeh. The jama'at of Taraweeh is sunnatul mu'akkada alal kifayah. If all the people miss it, they all will be considered to have committed an undesirable act. If a few people offer it with jama'at, then those offering it individually will remain deprived of the reward of Jamaat. The time for the Taraweeh Salah begins after offering the Fard of Isha and ends at dawn, that is Subh Sadiq. If it is offered before the Fard of Isha, it will not be valid. Taraweeh can be offered even after the Fard and Witr of Isha as well. This sometimes happens when the witness of the appearance of the moon is obtained with delay on the 29th. It is mustahab to delay the Taraweeh until 1/3 part of the night that has passed. There is no harm in offering Taraweeh even after the passing of half of the night. If Taraweeh is missed, there is no qada for it. It is better to offer the 20 rak'at Taraweeh in sets of 2 rak'at with 10 salams. When offering Taraweeh in sets of 2 rak'at, separate intentions should be made for each and every 2 rak'at. It is also permissible to make only one intention for all 20 rak'at in the very beginning. Offering Taraweeh Salah sitting without a valid exemption is makruh, and some respected Islamic jurists, rahimahumullah ta'ala, have declared it invalid. A minor can lead the jamaat of minors only in Taraweeh. An adult cannot offer Taraweeh Salah or any other Salah, including even Nafil Salah, led by a minor. If an adult does so, his Salah will not be valid. Reciting and listening to the entire Quran in Taraweeh Salah is Sunnatul Muakkada, an emphasized Sunnah. If a fully fledged Hafiz is not available, or the entire Quran could not be recited due to any reason, one may recite any surah in the Taraweeh Salah. If he wants, he may recite from Surah Alam Tara Kayfa Fa'ala Rabbuka Bi Ashabil Fil until Surah An-Nas. Twice, this will make it easier to remember the 20 rak'at. If the Taraweeh Salah becomes invalid due to some reason, the surah or the part of the Quran recited during that invalid rak'ah should be repeated so that the recitation of the entire Quran would not remain incomplete. If the Imam misses a verse or surah by mistake and continues to recite, it is mustahab to recite the missed part and then continue. If somebody did not sit after the second rak'at and perform salam, that is, he finished the salah after the third rak'at, then these rak'at will not be valid. He will have to offer a new set of two rak'at again. After making salam, if there is a difference of opinion over the number of rak'at, example, some say it was two rak'at were offered, while some say it was three rak'at that was offered. So the Imam, whatever he asserts on the basis of his memory, this will be accepted here. If the Imam is himself uncertain, then he is to accept the opinion of the one whom he considers reliable. If people are in doubt whether 20 rak'at were offered or 18, they should all offer 2 rak'at individually. The recitation of the equal amount of the Quran during each set of 2 rak'at is preferable. If it is not done, there is no harm. Likewise, the amount of the second rak'at's recitation should be equal to that of the first rak'at. The recitation of the second rak'at should not exceed that of the first one. Both the Imam and the Muqtadis should recite the Thana at the beginning of every first rak'at. The Imam should recite the A'udh and Tasmiyah as well, A'udhu and Bismillah. Both should also recite Durood Ibrahim and Dua after Tashahud in Qa'da. If the Muqtadis of Taraweeh Jamaat feel discomfort, then the Imam should only recite Allahumma salli ala Muhammadu wa alihi after Tashahud and then make Salam. Keep offering Taraweeh up to the last night of Ramadan, even if the recitation of the Holy Quran completes on the 27th night or earlier, because it is Sunnatul Muakkada. After every set of 4 rak'at, it is mustahab to sit for rest for the amount of time in which 4 rak'at can be offered. This pause is called Tarweeha. During the Tarweeha, it is allowed to remain silent or to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or to do dhikr. One can also make the following tasbih: سبحان ذي الملك والملكوت سبحان ذي العزة والعظمة والهيبة والقدرة والكبرياء والجبروت سبحان الملك الحي الذي لا ينام ولا يموت سبوح قدوس ربنا ورب الملائكة والروح اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Some people keep sitting during the initial part of the first rak'ah of Taraweeh. They stand to join the jamaat when the imam goes into the ruku'. This is a quality of the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. In Surah Nisa, verse 142, it is mentioned, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when they stand up for salah, they stand up lazily. One should therefore join the jamaat of Fard Salah immediately when the Imam makes his takbir at Tahreema. It is preferable to offer the Witr Salah with jamaat in Ramadan. However, if someone offered the Fard of Isha without jamaat, he is to offer his witr individually as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us pious and sincere and bless us with the privilege of offering Taraweeh with sincerity and concentration every year with a fully fledged hafiz and accept all our salas. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, the global non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request that you spend the entire night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima, commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafilas with the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in order to learn the Sunnah. Fill your Madani Inamat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr-e Medina and submit it to the relevant representative of Dawud Islami of your locality within the first 10 days of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessings of this, inshallah azza wa jal, you will develop a mindset and yearning to protect your iman, adopt the sunan, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. In order to reform ourselves, we will act upon the Madani Inamat. To reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafilas, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah akram aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein ae Dawud Islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen. Mijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluh. Wallah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, forgive us our parents and all the Muslims. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims. Make us obedient to our parents. Wallah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. Wallah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and to travel with the Madani qafilas. Wallah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual efforts to persuade others to carry out Madani activities. Wallah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. Wallah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. Wallah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. Wallah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. Wallah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the green dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Wallah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehde rehte hain dua ke waaste bande tere, kar de puri aarzu har be kiso majboor ki. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin ma'adin al-Judi wal-Karami wa alihi wa barik wa sallim. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.